Hi, thank you for calling the Hera Life and Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the prison you were transferring?
I'm sorry.
Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Hera Life lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. And if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with anything after using hair relaxers, any cancers?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What was it that you were diagnosed with?
It's called, let me pull up my records.
I'm sorry?
I said, give me 1 second. I was pulling up my records. I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, and I'm so sorry to hear. Have you had an attorney help you with this? Any paper signed?
I was trying to find someone. The person mm-hmm. that I did talk to, I wasn't able to sign anything, but I did talk to him on the phone.
Okay, but you didn't sign anything, right?
Not yet.
Okay, sounds good. And have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
In the last 20 years?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, less than... Yeah, about 20 years.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed in... What year was that? This was like 2023, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so around December of 23.
Okay. Around December of last year. And do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you by any chance?
Yes. Is it possible if I could spell the first name for you?
Yeah.
It's kind
of
hard to pronounce.
Of course.
Okay. The first doctor is the gynecologist. He is Dr. Carletha. Last name Hughes, Hughes.
Okay.
And the oncologist is Dr. Siddiq, last name Hasan.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I got the first one, and then it says her middle name is an initial C. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what hospital or what clinic was it that you were diagnosed in?
Jackson Park Hospital, 7531 South Stony Island, Chicago, Illinois, 60649.
Okay, perfect. And that's on Stony Island Avenue, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Beautiful. So did you use the hair relaxer and get diagnosed in the state of Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a year before your cancer diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, how many times a year would you say that you used it?
How many times a year? I believe about 3 or 4.
Okay. About 3 or 4 times a year, no worries. I'm going to round it up to about an even 4. Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what was your date of birth?
September 29, 1994.
Perfect. I got September 29th of 1994, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And were you ever diagnosed with any breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know anyone that used hair relaxers was affected in the same sense?
I know someone that used it. I haven't reached out to them and asked them if they have the same diagnosis as me.
Okay. Okay. And do you know when you started using the hair relaxer? Maybe what year?
Yes, I'm gonna say around January of 2015.
You said 2015?
In
Okay.
January.
Okay, around January 2015. And when do you think was the very last time that you used it?
I stopped using it in 2023.
Okay.
It was December.
Okay. So around December of 2023. No worries. So it seems like you did use it, let's see, around 8 years in total. Does that sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use it at a salon or at home?
At home.
Okay, at home. Do you remember what product you might have used? I know there's like Dark and Lovely,
Yeah,
L'Oreal.
Dark and Lovely, L Oreal, something like that. But
Okay.
it's Dark and Lovely for sure.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive? Was there any chemotherapy, radiation surgeries?
I'm not sure how to pronounce the word, but it's partial, OOPHOREcTOMY. I'm
Okay.
not really sure how to pronounce it.
No worries. No worries. How about
I had
any
to get my last.
radiation?
Yes, I had chemo. I had to also get my left ovary removed.
Okay. Yeah, Nick, I am so sorry to hear. You said that was your left one?
Yes.
Okay. And when was this that you went through? Is it in the same month of December of last year? Was it in January?
Yes, now.
Okay.
December 20th, 2023.
Okay, around December 20th, 2023. And is it okay if I put that same doctor, the Dr. Hughes? Okay. Okay, and then again, were you treated as well in the Jackson Park Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect, female. Okay, and did you have any pre-existing conditions before your diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have your first name spelled out here, TALATU. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have last name MC capital GRAW. Is that correct as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Beautiful. Did you have a middle name?
Kaya, KYA.
KYA. Perfect. Okay. And your social?
340-906872.
Okay, perfect. I have 340-906872. Is that
Yes.
right? Okay. Now I have your email. It looks like it's AmeraMonaa@yahoo.com.
All right.
Okay. And then I have your phone number here, 773-948-1033. Is that the best one? Okay, perfect. What about the best address?
7116 Southeast End, apartment 1A.
You said that was 7116 Southeast Inn.
Apartment 1A.
Okay, let's see. And was this in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's
Six oh
look here.
649.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's Southeast End, like END, correct? Okay, perfect. Okay, and then again, you said that was apartment, the number one, and then A as an apple.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful. 7116 Southeast End Avenue, apartment 1A, Chicago, Illinois. Perfect. Okay, and then do you have the medical records for this?
No, ma'am, I don't have them.
Okay, the hospital, what I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. Now we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, I can use my sister.
Okay, perfect. What was your sister's name?
Del Monique, DelMonique at QUE. Last name
Perfect.
McGraw, MCGRAW.
Perfect. And do you know her phone number?
5, 4, 3, 19, wait, what is it? 5, 4, 3, 96, 14.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Great. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it just gives the attorneys your permission for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, try to see if they can get that case started for you. Do you prefer this being sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
We can do email.
Okay, sounds good. So if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up that email. Before I do send it out, though, I want to verify the information on here. Just make sure it's all correct. Stop me if anything sounds incorrect. Okay, I have your first name spelled T-A-L-A-T-U, middle name Kaya, K-Y-A, last name McGraw. I have the address here, 7116, and that's South East End Avenue, Apartment 1A, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. I have your date of birth as September 29th of 1994. And lastly, your social is 340-906872. Is that all correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I did just send that through. Let me know when you do receive that email. And then you're just going to open that up and click on that link.
Okay, I see it. Okay, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. I did just receive that on my end. Now, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours. They're just going to verify some of the information we went on over today, so it should be a fairly quick call. Besides that, if you have any case-related inquiries, any concerns, you can always reach out to them or myself. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.